SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. An Azerbaijani jetliner that crashed in Kazakhstan, killing 38 people, may have been a victim of the war in Ukraine. That's the conclusion of aviation experts, former U.S. Air Force investigator Alan Deal, among them.
Extensive shrapnel damage, the physical evidence there at the Kazakhstan airport strongly suggests that this aircraft was hit by some kind of anti-aircraft weapon.
The aircraft was bound for the Russian city of Grozny when it crashed, triggering speculation that Russian anti-aircraft fire brought down the plane. A couple of top Canadian cabinet ministers are in Palm Beach for talks with members of the incoming Trump administration. The meetings, focusing on border security and trade, follow Mr. Trump's threat to slap tariffs on all Canadian products unless there's action on those issues. Also at SRNnews.com, after enduring several days of Houthi missile attacks, Israel has had enough. It's striking back.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that the Israeli Air Force had struck Houthi targets in Yemen. A little while ago, the Air Force attacked targets of the Houthi terrorist organization in Yemen, both on the coastline and in Sana'a. We are determined to root out this terrorist arm of Iran's axis of evil. We will persist in this until we complete the job. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Parts of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas under severe weather watches this morning. Severe thunderstorms are firing up, spawning high winds, hail, possibly tornadoes. Over the past 24 hours, there have been numerous flight delays and cancellations at airports in Dallas and Houston. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures down 124 points. NASDAQ futures off 88. The S&P futures down 22 points. This is SRN News. More trouble for Christians in Sudan.
Believers make up about 5% of the population in the mostly Muslim nation, and these days they are between the hammer and the anvil. The Muslim government is fighting Muslim rebels, and both sides are taking shots at Christians whenever they can. This week, the Sudanese Air Force bombed a church outside Khartoum, killing several people. Muslim rebels have been torching churches. The civil war has been going on for nearly 2 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of NFL players are using their faith as an opportunity to talk about their Christian faith. The Detroit Lions, one of the best teams in the league this season, and kicker Jake Bates discussed his faith in a recent primetime NBC interview. Quarterbacks C.J. Stroud of Houston, Kirk Cousins of Atlanta, and Lamar Jackson of Baltimore, along with Ravens coach John Harbaugh, are among many in the league who speak publicly about their Christian beliefs. This is SRN News. The FDA is considering requiring cosmetics companies to take extra steps to ensure that any products containing talc are asbestos-free.
The rule follows years of lawsuits against Johnson & Johnson and other companies alleging links between talc-based baby powder and cancer. Talc is a mineral used to absorb moisture or improve texture, feel, and color of cosmetics. It's mined from underground deposits that are sometimes located near the toxic mineral asbestos. The risk of cross-contamination has long been recognized by cosmetic companies. Despite the lawsuits, research has found mixed evidence of a potential link between cancer and talc. The FDA says that since 2021, laboratory analysis of more than 100 cosmetic samples has come back negative for asbestos. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Court hearing set today for the Guatemalan illegal immigrant accused of setting a woman on fire in a New York City subway train. More details, SRNnews.com.